Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. Can we talk about soul purpose? You know, it's always amazing to me that people wrestle with their soul purpose after they have been introduced to intuitive guidance or spirituality in general. Now, I struggled with my soul purpose many years before I tapped into intuitive guidance. But once I discovered that spirituality is here to provide us with a roadmap into ourselves to extract our gifts and abilities that clue us into our purpose, it was all a go for me. It was all about how. How do you do it? What I noticed in my work is that so many individuals, especially women, are more concerned with leaning into passion versus their actual purpose. This suggests that there can be no true fulfillment in your soul's purpose. Many people regard it as the obligation they would rather forget, like the annual family reunion or something that will give them great discomfort, like a trip to the dentist. Spiritually, this mindset is a bit misguided, for I believe and have experienced the best of everything is wrapped up in your unique soul purpose. When you don't do what you were brought to this world to do, or you can't find the pathway to your soul's purpose, there's like an emptiness, a disconnectedness that permeates everything you do or attempt to do. So even if you do something that's kind of close to what you should be doing, or it has an element of what you should be doing in it, you still always have a feeling of discontentment. And so you're always chasing after a thing, whereas you should be chasing yourself. And so this is why I think it gnaws at everyone, because it's the voice you always hear when everything is really still. Does any of this sound familiar? For some of you, I'm sure it does, whether you'd like to admit it or not. But friend, seeking is the journey. We are programmed to seek. That's why we are always looking for something. That's why we're never satisfied. We are always seeking. When we talk about soul purpose, most people disconnect on some level. Nevertheless, we're supposed to be here to learn and seek, but we fall off track when it comes to soul purpose due to many things, our life circumstances, our limiting beliefs, but all roadblocks lead back to these three things: fear, judgment, and resistance. A version of these three things comes up every single time. In a previous episode, I gave you a bit of an intro to the Akashic Records, but what I didn't tell you was that to allow yourself the full experience of this realm, you should have awareness of the three guiding principles, which are fear not, judge not, and resist not, or the three knots for short. Now, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail here, because to really get familiar with the Akashic Records, you must experience it for yourself. But what you should know about the three knots is this is the way you should be approaching your life in general. Without fear, without judgment, without resistance. And if you need a moment to roll your eyes or think about how this isn't actually possible, it reveals how limited you are in your mindset. This very perspective will disrupt the positive flow of energy and guidance, and certainly when you're considering your soul purpose. And more than anything on your journey, you'll need a great deal of openness, vulnerability, trust, and respect for the journey. The idea of purpose itself incites a lot of feelings of resistance. Before discovering your own unique purpose, you probably spend a lot of time questioning it rather than taking a more deliberate attempt at discovering it. I know I did. And it's sad that we let our ego talk us in and out of our soul purpose. Here's a short list of common limiting beliefs related to soul purpose. We believe that it's going to take too much energy. We know that we won't have any guarantees. Also, we realize that it requires belief in ourselves and in others. And it makes us dependent. dependent because we know we will need help. Our soul connections, soulmates, and we will have to believe in ourselves, maybe for the first time in our lives, and believe in something a bit more evasive too, spirit. The major problem with limiting beliefs is the emotions that we experience while we allow ourselves to be closed off from the possibilities. The fear, the sadness, the anxiety, regret, even the anger we feel about the things that keep us from improving or changing the thing. But you will only get as far as your beliefs will carry you. And the emotions you attach to your beliefs about yourself can most certainly get in the way. You want to know the difference between a limiting belief and a real roadblock in your life? It is the degree that you accept it as truth in your life. This is why clarity and acceptance are critical. Acceptance is what will actually propel you forward and prevent you from getting lost in emotion. Not to mention, being clear is fundamental to problem solving. Following your emotions is addictive, and it signals a lack of problem solving skills, sometimes even deeper conditions. So, do you want to go somewhere, or are you content with where you are? Instead of fearing our purpose, what if we ask questions to find the truth in who we are to begin with? For instance, if we are all living in purpose, what will we wake up and have to consider? Or why would spirit give us a soul purpose in the first place? Why is purpose a condition of our being? Or maybe, is soul purpose a setup? This is a good one, because if you've been struggling with spirituality and trying to allow a new way of being to set into your belief system, you've probably pondered some version of this question a time or two, maybe even three. What about this one? How does free will fit into our soul purpose? Or is soul purpose necessary to give us a reference point for our redemption? What is it about having a singular mission and obstacles along the way that creates this learning situation that is life? And how can we become enlightened as souls as a result of it? These are all good questions to discover on the journey, if you're not too fearful to ask. Yet, to ask is to be put into a heightened level of awareness, and action must always follow awareness. Are you ready to take soulful action? Know this, the soul has to accomplish the task it was made for and for it to be fulfilled. There's not a pathway to live in this life and not have some inkling that you have a distinct spiritual designation. Having a soul purpose supports the evolution of the soul fulfilling the purpose. And on a very fundamental level, everything wants to be something more than what it is. Everything needs a purpose. How deeply would you seek out learning if there were not a real reason? How deeply do we seek soul purpose when we know that we have one? Before I sign off here, let me leave you with a final thought. Soul purpose is not singular, for there are many things that we are to be connected to, and many things we must overcome before we realize purpose, and all of these things are purpose. This is what makes spirituality so beautiful, because the things you need are revealed to you over time. For those of you that are new on the journey and are having a hard time accessing the idea of soul purpose or making soul purpose tangible, hold on to this. The soul knows the time, the place, and the circumstances that are optimal for executing this purpose. The soul is certain, the mind is weak, and the ego always invites judgment and arbitrary criticism where it is not warranted. If you are to remain connected to soul purpose, you must have the understanding that purpose was created to lay the framework for your existence, and any level of doubt or uncertainty invalidates the reason you have been brought into this incarnation. The soul needs purpose to root in this incarnation. So, friend, it's time to do the real work. The real work is facing yourself, and that will require you to confront your deepest fears. And since it's possible that some aspects of your journey make you fearful, part of the real work is securing support, ongoing, consistent, soul-centered support and guidance for the clearing out of all the things that create fear, judgment, and resistance in your life. Until next time, friend. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them, even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at _lifeofanempath_ on Instagram, and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at Tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.